Jeff, late last summer you had an opportunity to travel down to the Boot Heel and saw some effects of Palmer amaranth. What exactly did you see, and how concerned are you that it could become an issue here in Ohio?
Well, the whole focus of the trip was on weed resistance, and we went, flew out of Ohio that morning and went to western Tennessee and then crossed the Mississippi over into the Boot Hill, Missouri. Basically, a lot of cotton country. For me, it's the first time I'd ever been in that type of an area, never been in a cotton field until that day. But the situation that the growers have down there is truly unbelievable and almost unfathomable for growers here in Ohio and in the upper Midwest, realizing that they have fields down there of cotton or soybeans or even corn where they cannot control Palmer amaranth, which is a derivative of pigweed. So we're familiar with red root pigweed and water hemp, etc., up in here. But a derivative there, this Palmer amaranth has become extremely resistant to Roundup. If it's over an inch tall, you aren't going to control it, even with lots of things, including residuals out there. And the fields that we saw were just unbelievable. Solid weeds in cotton fields. You could hardly tell there was cotton in them. And the only rescue treatment, basically two, one guy said just physically pull out the disc and disc your crop under. Or they have cutting crews, and up in Ohio, we don't even think about, never even, you know, don't remember. I'm 40 years old, don't remember cutting crews, but where they would go in and just from 2 to 4 to 6 rows at a time, you walk from one end to the other and take every physical weed out that you can see in crop. And so when we've got those type of issues, I want the growers out there to realize we don't want to get in those situations here in Ohio. We need to put a solid program together that includes residuals on every soybean acre here in the state, and don't cheat on your burn down, don't cheat on the rates of your residuals, run a 2,4-D product. You know, we've got mare's tail in this state, pretty much across the state. It doesn't matter what program you've had in the past, but if you're not putting a good residual plus a good burn down, that I would say would include 2,4-D or other things. Again, I'm no expert in that area, but we've got to focus in on keeping these fields clean and not letting any of these weeds get past our burn down applications.
Jeff, you also talked about kind of changing your mindset to being in the Dark County, Ohio area where there's a lot of dairy, a lot of cottonseed coming onto the dairy farms. That's a concern for you, and also equipment.
Yeah, you know, when you don't think about it till you see how bad these fields are. And we were at a farm mid-July. They had a cotton gin. You know, I had never seen a cotton gin, but basically it's pulling the seed out, separating the lint, and then reshipping that lint wherever it may be going. But I asked him, what do you do with the cotton seed? And he said, well, we put it on the truck and it goes, you know, straight north. Whether he said most of theirs went to Minnesota to dairy farms. You know, I'm in western Ohio. We have lots of dairy farms over there, lots of them using cotton seed in their rations. And you think about where this really is a problem is where there's extreme, you know, lots of cotton. And I know there has to be some seeds getting up here. The other thing is equipment. If you're out there and you see equipment on the internet or on sale for a nice one-year-old combine that's $20,000-$30,000 cheaper than any of them in the state, you better be asking, was it from a cotton country? And if it is, I would really shy away from it. Just how I look at things. Or you better clean it unbelievably well, better than I can ever clean a combine. So, and even tractors and things like that, know where they're coming from, because used tractors, used equipment, they're moving up here because people that know where these problems are don't want to buy equipment even from the dealers that are sitting on the lots.
Just one other thing, Jeff, now that you've had the experience of seeing what the potential problem could be, any changes in your weed management plans?
Sure. I mean, last year with the late spring, we pulled 2,4-D out of the program, and I'll never do that again. I won't cheat the system. That was my message here to the growers and to the guys that are making recommendations, is don't cheat your system. Make sure you have the residual. Make sure you have the 2,4-D product.